He plays Ron Swanson on NBC's Parks and Recreation. His book is entitled Paddle Your Own Canoe. He's coming back home for his American Ham tour at the Chicago Theater on Thursday, October 3rd. And there is no one in Hollywood who rocks a mustache better than Nick Offerman. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
Nick, how long have you had the mustache?
It started cropping up around age 7 or 8, and by the time I was in high school, I had to trim it back a little bit. But seriously, as a theater actor, I've always had all different combinations of mustache, beard, shaved head, Mr. T mohawk.
Oh, really?
You name it. Yeah, I've never had just one look, so I didn't have the mustache all the time. I just would use it when I was playing a cop or a porn star.
Well, I got to tell you, man, you rock the mustache, and, you know, people look at you, and you're kind of a guy's guy.
Well, thank you. I come by it honest, I guess. I think that just means I can change a tire when it's flat, so I'll take that as a compliment.
All right. You're married to Megan Mullally. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why they call me the lucky bastard.
Now, what were you doing when she was on Will and Grace? Where were you?
Well, I was on Will and Grace myself once. I was working as a character actor in film and television, and I had my furniture shop, so I was making commissioned custom furniture pieces. I was working at acting jobs that weren't as high profile as the kind of stuff we're doing these days.
Well, Nick Offerman can make furniture. What's your go-to? What can you make? Are you making tables? Are you making chairs? What are you making?
Are kind of the bread and butter at my shop. I love making a dining table out of one slab of a tree in the style of George Nakashima. But we also, I've built two canoes myself, and then my shop built a third canoe for a couple out of Wisconsin this summer. So we also love the small watercraft when we can get those cushy gigs.
I love it. You put some, what do you put on the outside? Some shellac? What do you put on the outside of a canoe?
Well, the modern canoe system involves strips of cedar that are very thin. So the inside and outside get fiberglass, clear fiberglass with epoxy. So it's sort of all the durability of a fiberglass boat with the beauty of an antique wood boat. And then on top of that, you get spar varnish.
I wouldn't even know where to pick that up. Can you get that at the Home Depot?
You can, yeah, you can get spar varnish at the Home Depot. It's, you know, Varathane makes it for exterior for the home. Then there's more specific maritime varnishes that you have to get through, like boat supplies.
All right. We're talking with Nick Offerman. Now, you grew up in Minooka.
I did. I grew up southwest of Joliet. Had a great deal of fun in my youth.
Where'd you go to high school, Nick?
We have a high school there called Minooka High School. All the kids from both Minooka and Shanahan, and some from Shorewood, which is a kind of a suburb of Joliet.
Sure.
And of course, that community, since I was there, I graduated high school in 88, and I think my graduating class was 190 or something like that, and now I think it's closer to 1,000. It's grown quite exponentially.
Well, it's crazy because people keep moving that way. I grew up in Peoria, so I'm driving through when I go see my mother, so I get it. It's corn country. You know, there's a lot of corn around.
It is, yeah, and it used to be, you know, really out in the boonies and very far from any kind of real culture, urban culture, that is. And it's changed so much nowadays because of the internet and the prevalence of all the different cable TV stations. I feel like the kids in Minooka are sort of just as hip to what's going on as the kids in Chicago, and that was certainly not the case when I was trying to find breakdance music out in Grundy County.
All right, I'm glad you brought that up because I saw you on Fallon, and you can breakdance, and you're pretty good at it, too.
Well, thank you. I've certainly lost a step or two. It's a young man's genre, but I'll still happily get up and do my best. Once you feel the funk, it's hard to let go.
Are we gonna see some breakdancing the American Ham Tour at the Chicago Theater on Thursday, October 3rd, Nick?
I'll shake about here and there, but I play some songs on the guitar and I do a lot of flapping of the gums and I also offer some minor nudity.
What do you mean minor nudity? Does that mean you're taking off your shirt? You're dropping trowel? What's going on there?
I will be showing some fair acreage.
Wow.
Which some of the folks find quite humorous. I mean, they said they want you to come talk to an audience full of people, and I said, well, people have always laughed when I take my shirt off, so let's start right there.
That's funny. Now, before Nick Offerman, after you graduated from U of I, were you a bouncer at a bar in Chicago?
I was for a time, yeah. It was on Halsted. It was, I've lost the name of it. It was a sports bar. And I have a good friend named Julie Greenberg who runs the Midnight Circus. It's this great, real, old-fashioned circus program. She and her husband run it all around Chicago. Well, she and I went to school together, and she, back in the 90s when I lived there, she was a waitress. I want to say it had a name like Halsted's, you know, sports bar. It was kind of the name, whatever street it was on. That was where one of the places that I learned to intimidate people with a steely glare.
That's where you got it, huh?
Well, it was a good training ground. I'm not the biggest guy, you know. I'm not the kind of guy who can walk up and you have to stare me in the sternum.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to perfect other means of intimidation.
I love it. And you got that look. You got that look mastered on Parks and Rec. Now, I got to ask you, your book, Paddle Your Own Canoe, it's tips on how to live. Can you give me a few tips from your book, Nick?
Well, sure. A lot of my tips and fundamentals come from my upbringing in Minooka. And they're quite simple. They involve common sense of an ilk that I feel a lot of people have lost. Things like, you have good manners, say please and thank you, engage in romantic love in your life, have a best friend. I find that my life is so much more enjoyable when I pick a co-pilot and we travel through adventures together. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I use the example of church is a lot more fun if you have somebody to try not to crack up with when Mr. Dombrowski cuts one.
Of course. Right, and you want to have a buddy that you can go and drink beer with.
Indeed. There are other more practical pieces of advice, like make things with your hands. I always encourage people to get away from the screens that are so addictive, you know.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because if you're at an airport, if you're waiting for the L, if you're walking down Michigan Avenue, everyone is staring at their phone. That's what everybody does in their downtime.
Sci-fi movie, and I think I don't know where the information age will take us, what the next sort of step will be, but I think that in 20 years I can't help but imagine that in a comedy film we'll all laugh at how we used to walk around with everybody staring down, playing cards size television screen in their hand.
Nick Offerman will be in town at the Chicago Theater on Thursday, October 3rd. Now, Friday, October 4th, you're going to be reading your book, Paddle Your Own Canoe, at the Music Box Theater on Southport. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. It's quite the doubleheader. The Music Box, I'm such a huge fan of that theater. All over the country, there's only a handful of these incredibly venerated, beautiful old movie halls. The place has 700 seats, and they have the most incredible programming. When I lived there, I loved going to the Music Box more than any other theater. So that's going to be a really fun couple nights.
I love the Music Box. I love that area on Southport. Did you live nearby when you lived in Chicago?
I did, yeah. Actually, my first apartment was living in a pantry in Boys Town, Buckingham. Friends of mine, a couple of friends from college, including my friend Julie, let me live in their pantry, where their cat also had some real estate.
Oh, boy.
In fact, I think they moved the litter box out of the pantry to make room for my sleeping bag, and nobody told the cat that the sleeping bag was not just a new form of the litter box, unfortunately.
Isn't that funny? I mean, it builds character to look back and, you know, the cat pooping in your sleeping bag. I love it.
Yeah, it certainly does. I was seldom bored, and that cat used to put me in my place. I would lay there and read a book, and it would come sit in front of the book and stare at me and then slap me in the face.
God, that's not really normal. And when you're at the music box, you're going to hang out at some of those bars on Southport, the Mystic Celt, maybe stop by Crosby's Kitchen, Cullen's. You're going to hit some of those places?
It wouldn't hurt my feelings. It's a heck of a place to do a crawl, and I love nothing more in Chicago than to see some of the great entertainment, whether it's live theater or go to a film at the music box, and then hit the incredibly delicious array of pubs and restaurants that Chicago boasts.
And then you grab a steak burrito on your way home at 2 in the morning.
Yes, if I'm lucky.
You can see Nick at the Chicago Theater on Thursday, October 3rd, and of course at the music box, he'll be reading his book, Paddle Your Own Canoe, on Friday, October 4th. Nick Offerman. Nick, great to talk to you, and we'd love to see you when you come to town.
Thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.
All right, brother. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
It's 720 WGN.